Welcome to day 46 of hashtag 365.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Yes, indeed it is. It doesn't get any less dramatic, does it, that little intro piece? Day 46 of hashtag 365. As I've mentioned over the past couple of days, I'm being kind to myself this week and allowing myself a little bit of grace. There's been a lot going on. It's quite a sad time, really, if I'm honest. But tonight, I'm doing an event. I'm hosting an event in London tonight. It's like a new band event thing. And it's the last thing that I've got booked in the calendar that I know is going to be sort of a boozy, kind of E.T. affair. And that makes me really excited, because I think what I'm going to have to do, we've been talking about alcohol recently, and I haven't got an alcohol problem, let's just like make that absolutely clear. But when I go to events, I do drink probably more than I should, and I end up eating bad food. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to be really mindful about what I book in future, and make sure that I'm going to things with people that kind of understand the journey that I'm on, and will help me make good decisions, basically. I think I need a little bit more of that in my life over the next course of the next year and beyond, of course. This is it's just the start of a lifestyle change, hashtag 365. It's about, you know, creating better habits. And I've been feeling quite stressed out recently, and it actually got me thinking about something we've not talked about yet, which is one of the best things I've ever learned. A stress management technique that I actually learned from the American sort of motivational life coach man, business acumen man, Tony Robbins. Have you heard of Tony Robbins? Tony Robbins. He's got these massive hands and this huge face. And he's like this guy. It's weird that the first thing I mentioned is that he has large hands, right? But he does have massive, they're like spades. Huge man. Wears these enormous American suits. Anyway, years ago, I was listening to a Tony Robbins podcast. I mean, years ago, about 10 years ago. And he talked about this very, very obvious, but very, very simple way of managing stress. And this is something that I'm going to try and bear in mind over the course of the next year and beyond, like I say. He categorizes things as one of three. So there's three different tiers. So tier three is stuff that needs to get done, but there's no real rush. Like, it doesn't have to get done immediately. So a really sort of boring but good example of that is you get a bill through. Say a bill comes through at your house, so you've got like a gas bill to pay or whatever, and you're not on direct debit, you have to pay your bills. So the bill comes in, it's like, oh, this amount's payable, and you're like, oh yeah, cool, put that on the stack of papers that I never look at, worry about that later. That's category three. Category two is when you get the final reminder for the bill, and they're like, you need to pay this bill in the next 24 hours or you're going to be in big trouble. Category one is when you're being hauled in front of a judge because you've not paid any of your bills and everything's gone to shit, basically. And Tony Robbins, his very simple advice to managing stress is to never let a category three become a category two and never let a category two become a category one. And although that sounds so obvious, it is absolutely amazing how many people do not behave in that way. So what I'm going to be doing is making sure I've got that right at the front of my mind. And whether it's at work or my approach to hashtag 365 or my home life or whatever it is, I'm going to make sure that I stay on top of those category threes and those category twos so that I never have to deal with any big major category ones. And of course, life will always throw you curveballs. We know this. Life can be a complete biatch and it will throw you curveballs left, right and centre. But if you're managing all those other bits of stress in your life, you'll be able to deal with those bigger ones as and when they come. So that's something that I think is just such sage advice from the great man himself, Tony Robbins. I do actually recommend you listen to Tony Robbins. A lot of it is quite, and I don't mean this in a racist way, but hopefully you know what I mean. A lot of it's quite American. You know, it's quite sort of gung-ho and business and reach for the stars and all that kind of stuff. But equally, there's a lot of very insightful nuggets of truth in the stuff that he says. And he's also very entertaining and very interesting to listen to. So do make sure you check him out at some point. And that's it. Don't let threes become twos and two become one. Unless, of course, you're talking about Spice Girls.